Happy Easter. We're still in Easter. Easter's too big, you know, it doesn't fit into one day. We had a whole octave of Easter, which is really one day extended into 8 days. But now we continue. We have 50 days of Easter in the Easter season. We continue to celebrate the core of our religion, the resurrection of Jesus. And today, there's something really special happening at this Mass. We'll have the sacraments of initiation of two of our young people of our parish, Alan and Natalia. They're going to be baptized, they'll receive the sacrament of confirmation, and they'll receive their first Holy Communion. So I know this is going to sadden you greatly, but I'm going to preach a short homily today. If you want a longer one, come back tomorrow morning, 9:30. I'll just read this little reflection by a French priest called Father Jean de Cour de Jésus d'Aubay. A reflection called "The Peace That Comes from the Forgiveness of Sins." This really unpacks for us what Easter is about. What Easter can do for us if we allow it. This is what God is wanting to do for us if we give him permission. Many of you know Father Mike Schmitz. He did the Bible in a Year podcast and then the Catechism in a Year podcast. So he read every page of those two books and unpacked it, explained it as he went along. And recently in a talk, he said, our entire religion can be summarized in this one question. Does God have your permission to love you as you are? Does God have your permission to love you as you are? As you are. Not a future version of ourselves, but as we are right now. And if we give him that permission, and we repent of our sins, and we receive his forgiveness, this is the peace that can be given to us. Another fruit of peace is equilibrium of soul. Peaceful souls are neither pessimists nor neurotics. They are not smug optimists either, but have a wise and legitimate optimism based on the heart of Jesus. And that for the one who lives in faith, everything is grace, everything is love. Mild temper, forbearance, goodness, and serenity grow only in peace. See, just one comment here. I'm so tempted to stop at every one of these lines and unpack them, because each one of these lines is so rich. But see, sometimes we think that we have to develop these virtues in order to gain peace. If I become someone else, if I become a future better version of myself, then I'll have the peace I'm looking for. No. Jesus comes into our midst and says, peace be with you. This is a free gift. He has already purchased it for us on the cross. We now receive it. We give him permission to give it to us, to forgive our sins and give him his peace, give us his peace. Now we have the environment, like the womb of the Blessed Mother, the environment for these virtues to continue to grow. It is so important to find calmness right away again after each fall. With one look toward him, say to him, Jesus, one tear from your eyes, one drop of your blood on my soul, and everything will be purified and my soul will be in peace. We know, says St. Paul, that to those who love God, all things work together for good. Even their sins, adds St. Augustine. Trouble, sadness, and bitterness after a sin often come from offended self-love. We regret less the sin as such than the fact that it humiliates us. See, the root of all of our sins, even the root of all of our trouble, our sadness and bitterness, our own pride. Peace does not necessarily mean sensible joy, but it is the happiness of him who knows he is where he ought to be, and who asks for nothing but what he has, who is always joyous because Jesus, who is all his joy, is always with him. See, the key is Jesus. This person, this peaceful soul who has given God permission to love him or her as he or she is, knows he is where he ought to be. Why? Because he is with Jesus. Asks for nothing but what he has. Why? Because he has Jesus. God has given us his Son, the fullness of his Son. There is nothing, nothing that God might give us in the future that is greater than the Son. Not even heaven. The question is, will we give him permission to love us as we are? This is too abstract. I'll just share a paragraph from a parishioner who gave me permission to share this. I had shared this reading with her a couple of weeks ago, this reflection by this priest, and she sent me an email with several things, several points, several reflections, including this paragraph. She said, "All that together brought another piece of the puzzle into place. I already knew God gives himself to us, particularly in the Eucharist, and love to think about how he has given us his heart. But it never really clicked, I guess. So I was thinking about how he doesn't just give us peace or joy. He gives us himself, which is perfect peace and joy. He is the perfection of all of these things. So all this time I've been thinking I'm asking for peace and joy and not recognizing I already have him. So it all got me thinking how I already have the greatest treasure. What more could I want? Or what can I possibly be afraid of? It made me understand some of the Psalms better. But the amazing thing is, all my anxiety," she's someone who shared with that she suffers a lot from anxiety, especially anxiety about getting sick. "All of my anxiety melted away, and I was even able to go out to dinner without worrying about someone getting sick, which is really rare for me." See, the peace that comes from the forgiveness of sins. This is the gift of Easter. This is what Jesus has purchased for us on the cross. And this is what will be given here as a free gift to our brother and sister, Alan and Natalia. And this is the truth. Jesus has given and is always giving himself to us fully, every moment of every day. And he's about to do it again in a heightened, in a special, in a sacramental way, right here in the Holy Eucharist.